Tune into Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, greetings and loving Sairams from Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and at the very outset, I offer my most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I humbly pray to him that today he should speak through me to host the segment of Morning Glory of today's Thursday Live. Well, dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and a very good morning and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. The time right now in our studio is 9:40 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and today is 20th of July. Well, talking about the weather and climate at the ashram here, right now the weather is very pleasant and cool. The temperature is about 28 degrees Celsius, and from the past couple of days, it has been mostly cloudy, with the slight drizzles in between. Well, right now, just 10 minutes ago, the bhajan sessions in Cyclone Hall just concluded, and I hope, dear listeners, you all enjoyed the Vedam chanting and bhajan sessions in Cyclone Hall, which came to you as live broadcast through Radio Sai Global Harmony. In case if you don't know about this, I want to just tell you that all the Vedam chanting sessions and bhajan sessions are broadcast live every day morning and evening through Radio Sai Global Harmony. Well, this is the month of July, and a group of devotees, a group of Swami's devotees from Zone 9B, Middle East and Gulf of Satya Sai International Organization are here at Prashant Nilayam as part of their annual Parthi pilgrimage, that is annual Parthi Yatra. And they have got programs for 5 days, that is from 17th to 21st of this month, and today is 20th. So today is the fourth day of their Parthi pilgrimage program. Well, as part of this Parthi pilgrimage from this special group from Zone 9B, Middle East and Gulf, they are putting up a lot of programs in Cyclone Hall, cultural programs, dramas, music, dance presentation, and today is the fourth day, as I told you right just now, and all these programs are webcast live through our website, Radio Sai Global Harmony. In fact, dear listeners, if you have missed the previous programs, you can watch it from our YouTube channel, Radio Sai's YouTube channel. Today also there is program, fourth day of the Parthi Yatra, and tomorrow will be the last day from this special group of pilgrims from 9B, Zone 9B, Middle East and Gulf. Well, dear listeners, in this segment of Morning Glory, I have a special new feature called Bhajan Request Program. So, you can send me the name of your favorite bhajan through email. My email ID is raghu@radiosai.org, and I will play it for you during this segment of Morning Glory. In fact, dear listeners, I have already got a couple of requests from a few listeners. They have sent me the name of their bhajans, favorite bhajans, and I will be playing it today. But before that, I'll be playing an episode from our radio series, Trust with Divinity, which is a series of conversations with Swami's devotees, in which the Swami's devotees share their experiences with Bhagwan. So last week, if you are tuned to Radio Morning Glory of Radio Sai, you will be aware that I had played for you the first part of the conversation with Dr. Ramesh Wadhwani and Mrs. Sunita Wadhwani. In conversation with them was Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, and today I will be playing the second part of this conversation. Well, just to briefly give an introduction about the guests, let me tell you that Dr. Ramesh Wadhwani and Mrs. Sunita Wadhwani are from Shelton, Connecticut, USA. They are devoted to Swami since 1978, and today their professional and personal lives are twined around Swami. Mrs. Sunita Vadwani is the founder as well as executive vice president finance for Sai Systems International, a Shelton, Connecticut headquartered rapidly growing IT consulting software and system engineering company that specializes in cost-effective delivery of information technology products and services. And Dr. Ramesh Vadwani is the co-founder, president, and CEO of the same, that is, Sai Systems Internationals. So today, I'll be playing you the part two of this conversation with them. In conversation with them is Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi. Well, this part two of the conversation is about 30 minutes. And after that, I'll be playing the bhajans, which were requested by few listeners. In fact, I also tell you all listeners to mail me, raghu@radiosai.org, the name of your favorite bhajans. And I'll play it for you during the segment of Morning Glory, maybe today or maybe during coming Thursdays. So first, let's listen to the second part of the conversation, and after that, I'll be talking to you and also playing the bhajans which were requested by a few listeners.
Sairam, dear listeners, here is the happy news of a new initiative at Radio Sai. Starting July 2017, Radio Sai offers you Karoke Sai Bhajans. Karaoke tracks, as many would know, is the tune of the bhajan with the musical instrument support but without the singer's voice. Devotees worldwide are welcome to use these tracks to make their bhajan sessions more wholesome and complete. So you can download the first set of Karoke Sai Bhajans from our website radiosai.org and await every month for a fresh set of Karoke Sai Bhajans.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram, we are happy to share news about a new Radio Sai video series. Golden History is a series where we will share with you snippets from dramas enacted in the Divine Presence over the years. These are episodes from great epics that Swami used to elevate us. The dramas themselves are full of morals and lessons for life. Swami would keenly involve himself in many of these presentations. He would select actors, edit the screenplay and dialogues, approve songs to be used, and even select the appropriate costumes to be worn. On many dramas, he sat through multiple practice sessions and later accepted the offering on the final day. Starting from 24th of July, we will offer a new episode every Monday on this new video series, Golden History.
Now, there is this question of, with regards to the society that you live in, America especially, or actually it applies to the whole world, the topic of relevance of Swami's message compared to the reverence that you have, so vis-a-vis the issue of relevance versus reverence, What is it that you tell people, how do you try to communicate about Swami to the mainstream American society?
Generally, I felt that if I oppose a topic that he is my God, it will not go anywhere in the society. Mm. So, but people do come to our office, they ask who he is, or come to home, they ask who he is.
Because of the pictures,
pictures all over the place. And we tend to grow, and our children are the same way too, that he is a holy figure in India. He's a guru, and he's a teacher. and revere him. And that's enough for them to keep quiet, I mean, not go any further. But some were more curious to learn about it. Then we gradually tell him about his great works that he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's more like a social transformer. And we take that approach rather than saying he's God or what, let them experience them on their own. So we tend to take approach of increasing awareness of Swami's institutions with many newer people and what the institution is doing up here and how the dollar expands into rupees and get a lot more done going through. Or we take the statistics that a general hospital runs with a budget of 40, 45 lakhs a month, but they see a flow of 30, 35,000 patients per month. Simple math tells you that it costs little over 100 rupees to serve a patient, whether he's getting a detailed dental procedure done, or he's doing a cough and cold, or he's taking some baby shots, or he's delivering a baby. But
or an X-ray, or an ultrasound, blood test, anything.
Right, versus the simple just coming in the office and taking a small treatment for sickness. But where do you get that kind of service with love and compassion, where a professional giving you a service as a doctor, he's giving medicines and loving care? Where do you get for less than $2?
Mm-hmm.
Can't get anywhere. So those kinds of awareness examples of people getting cured with money that comes on unsolicited just because they want to feel good about it. And when they see the statistic, they want to get more involved and be part of it. We've taken a step further that we said, we like to bring more newer doctors in the institution, a lot of older doctors that used to come kind of fizzle away on sideways. So we started this work with Dr. Kalpalata and Dr. Devdutt and a few others way back 2 years with the consent of trustees here. And as those doctors coming in, they're brand new, and they see this great work, there's an eye-opener for them. So because of that, we had a second annual conference this January, and before this even just finishes, they're already planning next January conference with 15 new doctors are coming in. A new doctor in New York who came first time, a neurosurgeon, he's coming in August with 7 doctors to provide his services. So the key thing is talking about the works and the benefits that poor people get out of it, and rest becomes history. And they get motivated to come back and serve Swami and spread the word again back when they go back.
Mm-hmm. And we had the opportunity to interview 3 of those doctors that you mentioned, Dr. Kalpalata Guntupalli, Dr. Sridevi Devraj, and Dr. Yeah. Madhuri Madhubhushi on Radio Sai to gauge their impression of this system and the way healthcare is delivered here. And if I had to sum up in one word, they were all wowed.
Yes. They were. Yeah, they came back, told me, they were conference call with me, and they are extremely satisfied with the love and care and respect they got from all of you here. And they were also very happy the healthcare system is so smooth here, and it runs on a shoestring budget.
Mm.
Without compromising quality of service to a patient.
Mm. That's how Swami has set it all up, because all the resources that run or fuel this altruism come from the goodwill of people. So Swami has put so many checks and balances in place so that every dime is spent with a lot of fiscal responsibility.
Correct.
There is absolutely no superfluity of any kind here. Mm. We live very good life, but without the frills, unnecessary frills, and it keeps it simple. Dr. Vadvani and Sunita ji, what will you tell people like the ones that you're now bringing, professionals like the healthcare professionals from United States who are getting exposed to Baba's mission only after the Mahasamadhi? And what is your message to them about him? And what is it that you want people to think of? And how would you like people to understand Baba who are going to come into this fold several years from now? No physical contact, no opportunity to interact or hear him or behold him in person, no cupcake getting bitten in a second experience to fall back on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I keep coming across this question quite often, and my focus there has been, don't project Swami as a miracle man. Don't ever do that. Let that feeling of miracle or experience in life or newcomer, let it come as a one-on-one relationship from the new person to bring in versus Swami, because Swami is heart-to-heart connection. He will do his work. That's not our job. We just tell him that he's a great social reformer, he does great works, and he's changed me. Like Swami says, my life was my message, make your life his message. And if you're honest and truthful to that, and if you can become him as far as possible in your thoughts, words and action, people see that. People see the transformation. They see how serene you are, how calm you are. You're not get anxious. There's no anxiety in your life, despite ups and downs. So those kinds of interaction, which happens with new people over time, it doesn't happen like one meeting with them. They see you over a period of months and years, and they see that, and that's what we all need to do as true devotees, to transform ourselves. They give an opportunity to transform ourselves, but we've got to make sure we take it to heart and put his teachings into practice. Now, as far as the newer people is concerned, I think today is in a fast-moving world, and it's good for Radio Sai too to hear this, and to our listeners, that we live in the world of social media. And we got to make sure that we have small tidbits of small experiences, or a patient's experience, never more than 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And those need to get out to not only devotee world and non-devotee world, but start the devotee world saying, regularly impact of these tweets coming through or Facebook things coming through to your more ordained listeners who are dedicated to Radio Sai, or each one or two center members there, and let them then forward that and post it to their own network. That is how the grassroots movements will start. Now, they don't have time to read pages and pages of books and books or books. There are plenty of those who want to. They can get it. The references are available. But we need to constantly feed them weekly basis on something that's more than materialistic, something that what good work that Swami is doing, we can tweet it out or we can Facebook it out and let your audience spread it further. That's the best way we can get the message out, in my opinion.
Well, Dr. Vadhvani, I have news for you. We could not concur more with you, because just this past weekend, on February 18th and 19th, 2017, we had 2 days of extensive workshopping on the topic of taking Swami's message on the digital platform. And we had experts from all over the world, including the president and managing director of the Discovery Channel, media experts from the UK, and some of the finest creative talent from the city of Chennai, who all got together here, and we had extensive discussions on how we can do exactly what you're referring to increase our presence on the digital media and the Radio Sai team under Professor Sudhir Bhaskar is currently planning a new media strategy and a new media policy. And I think with Swami's grace and blessings, what you say will come to fruition in a way which is way bigger than any of us have ever imagined. Swami does everything with such a big, dramatic way. So I think he has a huge plan to spread this message of love and peace and right conduct, and exactly along those parameters that you mentioned, to keep the message topical, regular, succinct, short, appealing, and very crisp. So all those points have, what you were saying is what we discussed just a few days ago at our workshop. So the dots always connect. There is so much of synchronicity here. Everything is still being run by Swami personally, and you can see his hand.
Yes.
That's why we're all thinking along the same lines. Sunitaji, you are a mother and a grandmother and a very successful, and a wife who has contributed considerably to your husband's spiritual as well as business success, his personal success. What is your advice for the listeners of Radio Sai who are going to come into their own being in years to come? They all also want to be successful in the world and successful in their spirituality. What would you tell them based on your own experience?
I think first, when we come to Swami, like Swami says, you come, I'll give you what you want, and then you will come that I had come to give it to you. So today's world is such a technology world. We cannot just accept because my mother said he is God.
Yeah, exactly.
We had to test. Hmm. And we all had gone through that. It's not that I'm different. I also tried.
Oh, yeah, you put
times.
A condition. My husband should get a job.
That's right. And I think for every step, I think when you are living life and a married life or a home life or a business life, you are going to have the challenges. So those challenges had to meet with his guidance. Sometimes they may not work the way you wanted it, but once you ask, you must accept. So I think my advice to all the listeners that please come, test him, examine him, give him the challenges, let him prove that he is God, then they will automatically will go to him that what he has come to give it to us. Mm-hmm. Then their faith will increase. They slowly will start, let me go to center, not for budgets, let me see what other service activities they do. So it's a slow process. Overnight we cannot change anybody. Swami says don't try to change anybody, change yourself. So we had this center in our house for 35 years. Children had grown up, they all are trained, they all sacrifices their house because, you know, once people come, then, you know, you lose your privacy. And being American children, everybody is very much looking for their privacy. But they accepted it. So same thing now. We do Shivratri. We do a cut budget at the house. So the whole house is for Sai. People can come upstairs, sleep, drink, take showers. So we had to give our 100% to him before we can say that we are truly, you know, following his teachings. And it's not an easy process.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 steps forward, 1 step backward. But we had to keep on. I think living in a good company also helps. So if I have a good Sai devotees around me, in the day if I get mad or somebody has said some nasty remark, they will say, let it go, auntie, that's okay, just forget it. So I think that helps also to me,
mm-hmm,
to make sure that, you know, I follow his teachings. Because I think I'm not a saint until I'm a human being. So I also have the feelings. But as long as I know that something which has hurt me, I should not get it to my heart. Just let it go and then let Swami take care of that person. So I tell him, and it has happened to many times to me especially, that if Swami thinks that I am not going for that satsang or see different spiritual guru, I plan also to go there. I will tell him that, you know, such a spiritual person has come to New York, will you drive me? And he says, yes, I will. But something will come last minute that I will not be able to go. So I think he is protecting me. He said, you know, now, of course, that is many years ago. Now I've been with Swami for many years. So I don't even try. I know that my object and I want to reach him. And he's been helping me. I mean, worldly level, he has blessed us abundantly. And you asked me the question that why you want to do it here? Because I look back and we had nothing. When we went to USA, we had only $8. Now he has blessed us abundantly. So I think it's our duty that we must share. And life is too short. That I remind myself every day, that if I want to do something, let me do it today, not even tomorrow, because I don't know I'll be there for tomorrow. So I think I remember one of the speakers has said that every night when you go to bed, say thank you, Swami, because tomorrow morning we don't know we'll have that chance to say to him, thank you.
Yeah, you know, what you say, it rings a bell. I just read somewhere, I don't remember the exact words, that the day you die, the money that remains you leave behind in the bank is all the extra work you need not have done. So, you know, it's so important to remember that it's just a bubble. Everything is transitory.
Yeah, an incident I want to share with my father when I was young. I would say about 10, 11 years old. And I was sitting on his bed, and he was in and out of hospital for a couple of times in a period of year. And then one evening I was massaging his feet, just like we all Indians do for a father, not well. And he had a small conversation with him, and he tells me as a child, "Ramesh, remember, if I die, you shall not cry. And make sure nobody in the house cries." And at that age, how do you comprehend that?
Mm.
I said, "Why do you say Baba? That's what we call for father. It's not possible because you are father and you brought us up and they should be attached to you." And then he kind of told me a very simple parable. He said, think that a neighbor comes to you who feels he's not safe, and he wants to give you a few thousand rupees for safekeeping for a week or two. And so if that neighbor came back to you and asked you for that money, would you say you spent the money, you can give it back to him? I said, "No, he gave us in trust. I had that conscience at that time. And his money we should give back." So prompt, he says, "Then, I'm not your father, you are not my son. We are given as gift to each other on temporary basis from upstairs."
Mm-hmm.
"When the call from upstairs comes for return of that few thousand rupees in terms of the body, you must happily give it back to the owner."
Wow, tough wisdom.
And
but true. Said,
but true. And then, a few months later, he did pass away. You won't believe how another tear came in my eyes. That rang through in my system, so deep in my heart, I remember those words very distinctly. And I would say that one incident, that one teaching, got embedded in my heart. And then in 30s, when I found Swami, and we started coming to him, and trying to figure out how to help and participate in seva activities. Those are, you can find there was even bank account, nobody speak about in those days in early 80s, that where to do you donate money to Swami. Mm-hmm. They didn't exist basically. But we got involved into it, and with working closely with Swami, start realizing that at end of the day, as my father said, whatever we have is given by him. Whatever we own is given by him, whether it's our professional degrees, whether the talent that we have, or we have good contacts, our bank balances, our stocks. At the end of the day, they mean nothing because they were just given to you. How much can you eat? How much can you live in luxury? At the end of the day, you just need a roof over your head and the two chapatis for eating food. Rest is all tertiary.
Mm. And the third chapati is going to cause health problems anyways.
That's true, exactly. So we learned early on that, as Sunita said, live in the moment.
Right.
Give what she has given you when the occasion comes in front of you. Don't worry that tomorrow will be there or not, because you are rest assured that since he'll be giving all along, that tomorrow also he'll keep giving it to you. And with that kind of reverence and understanding, giving and sacrificing has been very easy for us. And I'm sure many people in Sai Fold do the same thing too. But that's kind of, you must, like as you take his teaching to your heart and find way to implement it. And that's only how you can become his messenger. There's one humor story I like to share. It was, I believe, spring of 1998, and my son Manoj was graduating from school, and it's common practice generally in spring, kids just go along for fun with their friends. So he came home and he told Mom, "I want to have your permission to go in my own car with my friends." And
where to?
To Miami, Florida.
Miami, okay. Florida, right? Yeah, right.
So and from New York, all the Connecticut, all the way down. And Mom was not too much thrilled with the idea, but as usual practice, she'd always put a note to Swami. That's a con. And I was leaving to come to Swami next day. I was flying out, generally the March time frame, I'm here. So I reach there, and believe it or not, Manoj calls me. Dad, I changed my mind. I want to come to be with Swami with you. So I told him, okay, call my travel agent, book your ticket, come down, I'm waiting in the Whitefield. And he came in. As soon as he came, early morning, and then morning darshan, Swami called us for the interview in the Whitefield. And so Swami went on a tangent, you know, talking about schools, colleges, value systems, and things like that. Then he says, listen, all of you, we have about 10, 15 of us, you're in a divine company, divine energy. You're being intoxicated by divine. That lasts very long. These memories will remember with you, so you'll be intoxicated. I said, but in campuses, where kids are going to school these days, there's also intoxication. It's wine energy. They're wine energy. Both are intoxications. One is short term, one is long term. But both are intoxications. You choose which you want. And he kept saying, wine energy, divine energy, divine energy, divine energy. He kept on expanding topic, was focusing on these two things. So when he came out, Manoj tells me that Swami was pointing to me without saying he's pointing to me. I said, what did you do? He says, just last week, I threw a wine party at my campus because the last day of skiing club and I'm president of skiing club. So we're closing down the club and threw a wine party. So how he knows everything, how he certainly points to the children, right or wrong, without really telling right or wrong, and they get the message. And these kinds of incidents happen many a times with us, with our children. We saw me certainly come back and tell them they exactly knew what was happening back home, or conversation between mother, father, and child. And he reproduced a conversation in the past has happened. So the way of his approaching children in a very subtle way and impacting their thinking and gradually guiding them to the process that he is very much knows what's happening is for them to correct themselves without really punishing or being harsh at them. That's the loving way of Swami. That's why I say when your values were driven by dharma, must be powered by love. We have the love element in everything that we do.
Wonderful. Do you feel a sense of satisfaction by participating in all these projects?
Whatever we do it together. It's not have or be. Because I think we had to do it as a joint account. Or together, because I think that's the nice way to set an example for the rest of children and family.
Right.
And I think once you have one unit, work as one unit, live as one unit, act as one unit, that gives you more strength.
Mm-hmm.
Unity always makes it everybody strong. So 35 years of running the center and doing Akhand Bhajan year after year, or do Swami Samadhi, or I do Janmashtami, it's not possible for me to do it by myself. Somebody drives 2 hours, somebody has me to decorate. So it's a joint effort, it's a group effort. So I think that's the first thing we both have learned, that we had to complement each other. So of course, sometimes you do argue as a husband and wife, but that's, I think, normal. And but if he likes any projects, he said, this project looks good. He talks to his Prashanti Trust. And I think so far with Swami's grace, they may not be a very big projects, small projects, but as long as everybody does a small little way, like monkeys were throwing one stone at a time where Rama was making us bridge. So we are a very small drop in a vast ocean. As long as we can try our best, I think that's just the key for the success, to be with Swami and try to do or practice his teachings. Very difficult sometimes, but I think we had to try, and I think that's only we can do, that try and always thank him what he has given us. every time I look back and I see where I started and where I am today. There are millions of people living on this earth. They never got a chance to come up. And he has been blessed, me and our family and children. Without his blessings, nothing can happen. So, I think that's what we both are trying to do. It's set an example for the next generation so they can continue his work and he can make them his instrument in his big mission. So they can serve Swami. That's what I always ask Swami. Make us your instrument, but make sure the generations to come for us also be part of your mission.
Dr.
Radhakrishnan? I would say for the listeners that in my interaction with Sri Satya Sai Central Trust here over many years, even Bhagwan was there, and post his departure, that this trust is doing yeoman's work, is doing great work. It has become a backbone for all devotees to serve the institutions Bhagwan made. These institutions he didn't make for himself. Whether schools, colleges, where you get education from KG to doctorate at no cost, or free water to the needy, or healthcare to the poor, from right doorstep, from the mobile hospital to the general hospital to the super specialty hospital. He's kind of built a health system, not just a hospital. It's a health system together. They work. And it's not easy, so to say. It's not easy, I would say, to operate that those institutions as smooth as one would like to see. But the trust, with all the difficulties and all the challenges, they are way above the water and they're trying their best with great, great work. And if we can all channel our energies and use trust as a vehicle, because we can reproduce hospitals everywhere. We can reproduce water projects everywhere. You need an institution that is well-oiled machine that can utilize the resources that you can provide and share with them, that they can expand the Swami's work. And that's what gives us satisfaction. Not that I'm per se contributing to it, because I'm probably a drop in the bucket on the humongous work the trust is doing. But if we can all channelize to our best of abilities to serve through the vehicle the trust provides. And I think for listeners to know that this is a rare privilege that we have to serve Swami and his poor people through the Central Trust. And we should take that as a priority, as part of seva.
And a privilege to be a part of, seriously. Well, it's been a great blessing for us to have you both share so many of your experiences and your love for Swami. What has touched me so deeply is the humility that you both personify. So thank you so very much for joining us on Radio Sai.
Thank you, Karuna. Sairam.
Sairam Sunita ji and Sairam Dr. Vadwani.
Thank you, Karuna. It's a pleasure to be here. Sairam.
Our honor. Sairam, sir.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday
Live. 10:20 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Dear listeners, once again greetings and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment Morning Glory, and a warm welcome for you for today's morning, for today's Thursday Live. Well, today is 20th of July, and right now the weather in the ashram is quite pleasant and cool. Dear listeners, till now in the segment Morning Glory, you listen to a conversation with Dr. Ramesh Vadwani and Mrs. Sunita Vadwani. In conversation with them was Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, and I hope you all like this conversation. You can send us your feedback to listener@radiosai.org. And dear listeners, I also would like to tell you that this was a part of the Radio Sai segment Tryst with Divinity, in which we have conversations with Swami's devotees where they narrate their experiences with Bhagwan. And in our website, radiosai.org, there are about 200 such conversations. You can go to our website and download these conversations and listen to it at your leisure. Well, today's conversation was the part two of the conversation with the Dr. Ramesh Vadhwani and Mr. Sumita Vadhwani. And if you have missed part one of this conversation, you can go to our website and download it. From our website, it was played last week. Okay, now we have got about 40 minutes in this segment and we will come to the program, Bhajan Request Program. Well, I already got a dozen of listeners who have sent me the names of their favorite bhajans, and I will be playing for you today till 11 a.m. And this morning again, I got a couple of listeners who have couple of bhajan names sent by listeners. In fact, dear listeners, you can mail me the name of the favorite bhajan, and I will play it for you in Radio Sai. My mail ID is raghu@radiosai.org. I'll play it today or in the coming segments of Morning Glory in the coming Thursdays. Well, before I start playing the bhajans requested by few listeners, let me briefly tell you some very nice and profound message that Swami has given to all the bhajan singers. One Swami told to a bhajan singer that before a bhajan singer sings a bhajan during bhajan session, he should practice the bhajan 100 times. Yes, you heard it right. 100 times. Swami wants a singer to practice a bhajan for 100 times before he actually sings. And Swami went on to say why the singer should practice a bhajan for 100 times. Swami says, in installments, when the singer practices the bhajan for the first 25 times, the singer becomes perfect with the lyrics of the bhajan, comes to know about the nuances of the bhajan like beat, talam and other technicalities, and the singer would have mastered the bhajan thoroughly. So this is when the singer has practiced for 25 times. And the second 25 times, when the singer has practiced, that is now the singer should have practiced 50 times. Then the singer not only would have mastered the bhajan, but when he sings the bhajan during the bhajan session, all the followers of the bhajan will be happy. And after the bhajan session, they will come to the singer and appreciate the singer. They'll give a pat on his back. They'll say, oh, you've got a good voice and good sense of music. You are kept a same scale. Such appreciations which most of us would like to listen to. Okay, that is when the singer has practiced a bhajan for 50 times. And the third 25 times when the singer has practiced, that is now the singer has practiced for 75 times, then Swami says it won't be an ordinary experience for the singer. When the singer sings the bhajan with his closed eyes, he will actually see the form of the Lord standing in front of him. He will visualize the form of the Lord when he sings the Lord, and he will sing describing the Lord as he sees. And that will be an extraordinary experience for the singer. So this is when the singer has practiced a bhajan for 75 times. First, now let's come to what happens when the singer has practiced for 100 times. Then Swami says, when the singer sings a bhajan after having practiced for 100 times with his eyes closed, not only the singer sees the form of the Lord in front of him, but all the people who have participated in the bhajan, who are following the bhajan, are also able to visualize the Lord in front of him. And that will be an extraordinary experience for all who have participated in the bhajan. And it will be a great blessing for all of them from Bhagwan. And at that time, no one will come to the singer and pat on his back, but everyone will be very happy. Well, dear listeners, I thought I will share with you this profound message, this profound teaching that Swami has given us for all the bhajan singers. And now, let me play for you a few bhajans requested by few listeners. The first bhajan that I will be playing for you is Mahadeva Maheshwara Sai Narayana. This bhajan is requested by the listener, Mr. Ashok K. Kirpalani. And following this bhajan, another bhajan, Mother, O Mother Saima. This is requested by Miss Priyanka Menon.
Mahadeva Maheshwara Sai Narayana.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai.
Once again, good morning, dear listeners, and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. This is a segment, Morning Glory, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. The time right now in our studio is 10:35 a.m., and it's a pleasant day here at the ashram. So in the segment, Morning Glory, we are in the feature, Bhajan Request feature. In this, you can, dear listeners, mail me the name of the favorite bhajan, your favorite bhajan. My mail ID is raghu@radiosai.org, and I'll play it for you during the segment Morning Glory. I already got a dozen of mails from you all, dear listeners, requesting your favorite bhajan to be played in the Radio Sai, and I promise you I won't disappoint any of you. I'll be playing for you as and when I get time during this segment. If not today, I will play it for you in one of the Thursdays during the segment Morning Glory. Before we go to the next bhajan requested by another listener, let me narrate a beautiful incident from an experience from Swami's students, which he had, and through this experience, Swami gives a profound message to all of us. Swami once told that one of his greatest miracles is that he has stopped many people in this world from knowing about him. Or in other words, it is Swami that who has chosen people to know about him. Without Swami's will, it is not possible to come to his fold. Now the question comes, does Swami choose those who are capable of his work, or does he give strength to those whom he has chosen? This is a question that we have. So in this regard, Swami gives an answer through a beautiful experience. Once, long ago, a VIP couple had come to have Swami's darshan. In fact, he was collector of a district and his wife. So Swami gave them interview, and after the interview, this VIP couple went outside. Then Swami called one boy to the interview room and gave him a packet of sari and told him to go and give this sari to the wife of that collector. Now this boy comes out of the interview room and he has no clue where this couple are. At that time, he suddenly starts getting thoughts, yukti. The first thought that comes to his mind is, let me go to the accommodation office and find out the room where they were staying inside the ashram. So he goes to the accommodation office and finds out the room in Prashant Nilayam where they were staying, and he comes to the room but sees that the room is locked. But in front of the room, the car of the VIP was there. And Sevadal, who was there in the Prashant Nilayam building, told him that the VIP couple is not here. But then the boy suddenly gets another thought that maybe this couple would have gone to South Indian canteen to have food. That's what generally happens. After Swami's darshan, people go to the canteen to have their food. So he goes to the canteen to find out if they are there. So these are random thoughts that he's getting on the spot. So he goes to the canteen and finds out that this VIP couple already had their food and have left. Now, this VIP couple are not there in Cyclone Hall, are not there in their accommodation room, are not in the canteen, but their car is present in the ashram. That means the couple have not yet left the ashram. These are another beautiful thought that the boy gets. Generally, those days, after having Swami's darshan, devotees used to go to Professor Kasturi to pay their respects to him. They used to meet Professor Kasturi. So this boy got that thought that maybe this VIP couple would have gone there. So he goes to the room of Professor Kasturi and finds the VIP couple there, and he says to the wife of the collector that this is prasadam that Swami has given, and he gives it to the collector, the sari packet, and the collector's wife humbly takes it as prasadam of Bhagwan. And then he comes to Swami. At that time he sees a wonderful scene. Many students would have been present around Swami, and Swami will be talking to them, and Swami will be keenly telling them, and then Swami will show this boy who came just now, and all the boys will start smiling, laughing, and immediately Swami will go inside the interview room. Now this boy will be wondering why these boys started laughing at him. So Swami went inside the interview room, and this boy comes and sits next to one of the boy, and he asks them what happened. And then the boy will say, "See, till now Swami was giving us a live commentary of what you are doing. Swami first told that you went to the accommodation office, found out where the VIP couple were staying, went to their room, then went to canteen, and finally went to the residence of Professor Kasturi." After the boy had told, Swami calls this boy inside the interview room, and as if Swami doesn't know anything, Swami asks, "Oh, okay, did you give the sari packet to the wife of the collector?" And this boy says, "Yes, Swami." And then Swami says, "See, when I choose someone to serve me, I will also give the strength to accomplish it." In this case, the random thoughts that the boy was getting, that the VIP couple will be here or there, was the strength that Swami was giving him to accomplish the work. Okay, that was one beautiful incident which I thought we'll share with you all. So let's come to the bhajan request program. So the next bhajan that I will be playing for you, dear listeners, is Madhava Mohana Bhajan, requested by a listener, Subhas Lakshmi Narayanan. And after that, I'll be playing for you the bhajan Sheetala Charanam. This bhajan is requested by Miss Geeta Sundar. So let's listen to it. And as we go on, I'll be playing for you bhajans.
शीतल चरणम कोमल चरणम मंजुल चरणम मम गुरु चरणम
शीतल चरणम कोमल चरणम मंजुल चरणम मम गुरु चरणम
शीतल चरणम कोमल चरणम मंजुल चरणम मम गुरु चरणम
शीतल चरणम कोमल चरणम मंजुल चरणम मम गुरु चरणम
मृदुल चरणम अनुग्रह चरणम
मृदुल चरणम अनुग्रह चरणम
मृदुल चरणम अनुग्रह चरणम
मृदुल चरणम अनुग्रह चरणम
सद्गुरु चरणम सदा स्मराम
सद्गुरु चरणम सदा स्मराम
सद्गुरु चरणम सदा स्मराम
सद्गुरु चरणम सदा स्मरामि
प्रेमदाता साई गुरुनाथ चरणम सदा भजामि
पावन चरणम सदा भजामि
पावन चरणम सदा भजामि
पावन चरणम सदा भजामि
शीतल चरणम कोमल चरणम मंजुल चरणम मम गुरु चरणम
शीतल चरणम कोमल चरणम मंजुल चरणम मम गुरु चरणम
मृदुल चरणम अनुग्रह चरणम
मृदुल चरणम अनुग्रह चरणम
सद्गुरु चरणम सदा स्मराम
सद्गुरु चरणम सदा स्मरामि
प्रेमदाता साई गुरुनाथ
प्रेमदाता साई गुरुनाथ
पावन चरणम सदा भजामि
पावन चरणम सदा भजामि
पावन चरणम सदा भजामि
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Salaam, dear listeners. Once again, greetings and a warm welcome for today's Thursday Live. This is a segment Morning Glory. And I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, I am playing bhajans requested by listeners in this bhajan request program. And dear listeners, I also tell you that you can send me, mail me the name of your favorite bhajan and I will play it for you in the segment Morning Glory. My mail ID is raghu@radiosai.org. And dear listeners, don't worry, I won't be disappointing you. I promise you I'll play all the bhajans. In fact, I have already got a dozen of mails requesting the bhajans to be played in Radio Sai, and I'll play it for you in the segment Morning Glory in the coming Thursdays. So always, please stay tuned. Stay tuned. Well, the time is 10:53 a.m. and it's a pleasant day here at the ashram. It's almost time for the next segment of the Morning Glory, that is, beg your pardon, next segment of Thursday Life, that is Radio Sai Answering Booth, and Brother Prem is already here. So before I give the mic to Brother Prem, let me play one last bhajan for today's segment. This bhajan is requested by Miss Saraswati Ramu, and this bhajan is Hum Sab Milkar Mangal Gaye. Well, this bhajan was also sung in the bhajan session today, and let's listen to this bhajan once again, requested by Miss Saraswati Ramu, and on the other end of this bhajan you'll be joined by Brother Prem for the segment Radio Sai Answering Booth. And dear listeners, I offer this segment at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet. Please give your feedback to listener@radiosai.org about the various Radio Sai programs, and see you again next Thursday.
हम सब मिलकर मंगल गाए हम सब मिलकर मंगल गाए साईं भगवान सत्य साई भगवान साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान सब सुख जीवन साई भगवान सब सुख जीवन साई भगवान सब दुख हरना साई भगवान सब दुख हरना साई भगवान साई भगवान पर निवासी साई भगवान हम सब मिलकर मंगल गाए साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान सब सुख जीवन साई भगवान सब दुख हरना साई भगवान सत्य स्वरूप साई भगवान
कर मंगल गाए।
सारम डियर लिसनर्स, हियर इज द हैप्पी न्यूज ऑफ ए न्यू इनिशिएटिव एट रेडियो साई. Starting July 2017, Radio Sai offers you Karo Ke Sai Bhajans. Karo Ke tracks, as many would know, is the tune of the bhajan, with the musical instrument support but without the singer's voice. Devotees worldwide are welcome to use these tracks to make their bhajan sessions more wholesome and complete. So you can download the first set of Karo Ke Sai Bhajans from our website radiosai.org and await every month for a fresh set of Karo Ke Sai Bhajans.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram, we are happy to share news about a new Radio Sai video series. Golden History is a series where we will share with you snippets from dramas enacted in the Divine Presence over the years. These are episodes from great epics that Swami used to elevate us. The dramas themselves are full of morals and lessons for life. Swami would keenly involve himself in many of these presentations. He would select actors, edit the screenplay and dialogues, approve songs to be used, and even select the appropriate costumes to be worn. On many dramas, he sat through multiple practice sessions and later accepted the offering on the final day. Starting from 24th of July, we will offer a new episode every Monday on this new video series, Golden History.